Hi everyone, this is Rico and Tony. We're the Altieri brothers, and welcome to the Art of Hair podcast. For the last four decades, we have been hair industry leaders as salon owners, celebrity hairstylists, platform artists, educators, and mentors in the awesome world of professional beauty.
Our mission is to inspire and motivate you to become the best hairdresser, the best artist, and the best person that you can be. It's time to reach for the stars, to let ourselves dream, and then turn those dreams into reality.
This is your time right now. So,
let's do this. How you doing, everybody out there? This is Tony Altieri. I'm with my brother, Ricardo Altieri. We've got an awesome pod today for you. Let me tell you. Hey, Rico, what is the most popular haircut on Instagram today?
Believe it or not, Tony, the most popular cut on Instagram today is the iconic shag haircut. And I think it's about time. I'm super, super stoked to see this. It's been a long time coming. I think it's amazing. What do you think about the shag being back in style?
I'm so happy it's back. It's funny because a year ago, maybe 9-10 months ago, to be thoroughly honest with you on the time, you and I just did a video on the new age shag. I just love it. It's just exciting. I mean, it's soft, it's sexy, and it's got attitude. It's got power. It's got new age. It's got confidence. It's got it all in one package. There's no doubt about it. Now, let me ask you this, because I know probably not too many people out there know this. Who invented the shag?
The shag was actually created by a very famous hairdresser. He was around from the same era as Sassoon. But he was a different kind of hairdresser. He was a Scottish gentleman, super sexy, handsome guy, master hairdresser. His name was Paul McGregor. In the 60s, he put a salon into Greenwich Village in New York, and it just became super, super popular. And then the way that he created the shag was that he had Jane Fonda had come into his salon. She sat down and she said, "Do something, do anything you want." And basically what he did is he did the shag. She said about it, "I loved it. I didn't look like I was trying to imitate anyone else." And then after that, others came for it. Goldie Hawn, Faye Dunaway, and Warren Beatty. And going back to Paul McGregor, they say that the movie Shampoo that starred Warren Beatty was actually the story of Paul McGregor. So Paul McGregor started the shag. Boy, that's a great legacy to have. Super haircut, right? So that was in the 60s. And then the 70s came around.
And I mean, the 70s were exciting, no doubt about it. Joan Jett and the Runaways. Once again, Jane Fonda, awesome. And, you know, one of our latest podcasts that we recorded, we had a gentleman by the name of Alan Edwards, who's an awesome haircutter, salon owner in Los Angeles, I think in 4, 5, or 6 through the years. And he did Farrah's hair, and Farrah was an iconic sex symbol in the 70s. So how's that? You know, you got Bowie, yeah. Jagger, Rod Stewart, just to mention a few.
And the 80s took on, the shag took on a whole
new... It got funky in the 80s, baby.
Yeah, new thing. There were bands, glam rock, okay? That's kind of where the shag kind of moved over to glam rock. There was Quiet Riot, Def Leppard, Poison, Bon Jovi, Heart, Motley Crue. Glam rockers wore the shag, but it was a different thing. What they did is teased it and they sprayed it, and it was big and it was huge and it was crazy, just like glam rock. But essentially, it was a shag haircut that they pumped up and made it over the top. And, you know, in the 80s, you and I, in our salon in the Valley that we had in the Valley, we did a lot of glam rockers in there. You did Quiet Riot, Grant the Band Autograph. I did Tommy Lee from Motley Crue, and you and I did a lot of 80s glam rocker hair.
Just talking about all the celebrities that did sponsor this shag haircut. In the 90s, it was a little bit more conservative. We had Meg Ryan and then Jennifer Aniston with Chris McMillan. You know, that's another red hot hairdresser right there. And it was a little bit more conservative back then. Don't you think so, Rico?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It took more of a polished version, right? It was more chic and it was just awesome as well. I love all that texture, and it was a great way to frame someone's face, make their eyes pop out, work with their natural texture. And I loved it. And then of course the 2000s, the shag sort of went away.
Yeah. It sort of disappeared for a while, but you know, once again, basically the shag is just a layered haircut with various lengths and textures. So, you know, it's all over the place. You can do your own version. But, you know, color was a big thing with the shag, that's for sure.
Yeah, the shag color, basically when we were coloring all of our shags back in those days, we did a lot of strong color because the cut was, you know, sort of radical for the time. or different, I should say. So we did a lot of multidimensional, super contrasting shades, highlights, very deep, deep colors, and high, high lifts. Of course, we did a lot of blacks and reds and whites, you know, just to kind of pump up that look. And then as far as cutting, I want to go back to that. When you're cutting a shag, what is it that you're looking for? I've been next to you while you've cut thousands of shags, but I've never really asked you what's in your brain when you're cutting a shag.
Yeah, that's a great question. I gotta be honest with you, because I sort of go on autopilot when I'm cutting all various layers and textures in a head of hair. Because I'm constantly thinking of the techniques I'm using, a lot of slithering, a lot of circle cutting, a lot of point cutting, a lot of aeration. I like to use different types of tools. I like to use my 7.5-inch monster curves. I dominate with those things in my hand. I also like to use the razor. A razor really creates soft edges. You can go through the crown and create a lot of lift up there with a nice Altieri Power Hair Razor. You know, it's endless, to be honest with you. I mean, that's what makes it so fun to do. That's what makes haircutting these days so much funner than it was. Just look on the cover. This is insane. Look on the cover of Rolling Stone this month. And you've got Miley Cyrus with her reverse mullet shag. And it is so on point. And just looking at her and the attitude she's got, my younger brother's wife has got such a girl crush on Miley. It's unbelievable. But, you know, she's just an awesome, awesome person. And she's a great entertainer. And she wears it well. She looks hot with it. And when I first saw it, I was like, man, that could be the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my freaking life. And then it grew on me. And I'm like, I'm liking this. I'm liking it. And, you know, once again, they can get super funky.
Hey, guys, this is Ricardo. I just wanted to get in here for a second and tell you about a product line that Tony and I have developed just for you. It's a line for professional hair artists that are looking for every advantage to take their work to the next level. The line is called The Art of Hair, and it is a line of professional hair care products to use in the salon behind the chair that will help you create the best results you have ever seen. The way these products perform is truly incredible. It's all due to a very few things. First is our refusal to put our name on anything that is not the best in the industry. And next, we use the highest quality ingredients that's containing a botanical blend of antioxidants that will strengthen and hydrate while creating the healthiest hair on earth. The Art of Hair products are the most innovative, cutting-edge, performance-driven products to hit the market ever. Let's take your salon game to the next level. Go to Altieri, theartofhair.com. Your clients will love you.
What do you think the future of the shag is? That's important.
Oh boy, future of the shag. I don't know how long this is going to last. I hope it lasts a while. It could be in and out. I think what's going to happen is, I know that I'm going to have fun doing it, but I think it will morph into something more commercially acceptable, different adaptations of the shag. It'll bring layered hair back more. So I'm happy about that because I love to cut texture and layers in the hair. How about you? What are you going to do? It's going to be a fun little time right now. What are you going to do on your shags?
I want to create some freedom cutting the shag. There's no doubt. I want to just loosen it up. I want to create, and what I want to do for hairdressers out there is I want to create the confidence within them to go ahead and have the confidence to go and cut this shag. I would like to educate and teach hairdressers out there to do it. It's a lot simpler than it really looks. You just need to know the techniques. It really frees you up. It's like the new age shag. And it's something that, don't know how to explain it because it gets me excited inside. It's something that has to come within, through your head and your thoughts and through your hands and then through the shears and then on your clients to create something like this. So soft tendrils, pieces that come down the neckline, a lot of volume in through the sides, real short and punky and funky up on top with all sorts of texture cut in there. Bam, bam, you go in there and just bang that shit out, you know, and that's when you're on autopilot in the salon, is when you're not even thinking about it. It's just coming off your hands and everything's coming out fantastic. And that's what I want every hairdresser out there to do, is have that confidence to do it.
Yep. Okay. So this is great. Look for our shags coming up. Follow us. Find us on YouTube, Instagram, and in the shows on stage. We're going to be sharing some of this fun haircutting with you as we go forward, and we'll have a ball. So see you guys later. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in to the Art of Hair podcast with the Altieri Brothers. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For full show notes, full transcripts and resources to help you become the best, visit us at
AltieriTheArtOfHair.com. And you can also find us on Instagram at AltieriTheArtOfHair.